And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
And my handsome husband, Mark.
And shh, it's no secret.
What's no secret?
It's no secret that we're joined by Emily Henderson, star of HGTV's Design Star and Secrets from a Stylist.
I love secrets. Emily, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I love how you say from so emphatically.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the only word.
When they were naming the show, they said Secrets of a Stylist, and they thought that Secrets from a Stylist, which is so much more compelling and convincing. I'm not totally sure it is, but it's hilarious that there's a big distinction between those two words.
Well,
that's
awesome.
I'm fixated on the secrets part because I love secrets. And
me too.
Well, one thing is that you shared a really good point in HGTV's magazine, which is, I think, out on newsstands right now. It's the June-July issue. Mm-hmm. And You kind of put a spotlight on this for me because I have had a history in my life of collecting things because I'm obsessed with them. And you point out that if you are in love with something and it's really special to you, to not buy multiples of that.
Well, I mean, I think there's a distinction between buying multiples of the exact same thing and creating a collection, because I'm a big fan of collections as well, but I think that what people get a little bit, where they make a mistake, is when they are out shopping and they see two of the same thing, and they're like, sweet, you know, I scored, I found two. And it actually, by putting them in the same room, it takes the uniqueness away from each one, so it kind of dumbs down both of them. But as far as the collection, I think that is, you know, I think it's slightly different, because in a collection, you actually are buying a lot of, like, variations of the same thing, but they're at least a variety. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Now, collection, though.
I don't want that to be, I mean, I'm a massive fan of collections. Like, I collect everything.
Really? You know? Like, what are you collecting right now?
What am I collecting right now? Okay, so I always collect brass animals. It's just my thing. I have a complete zoo, and it's a problem. I always collect white-footed vessels, like pottery, because I use them so much in styling for shelving styling, or coffee table, or, you know, vases for flowers. So there are certain things I can't stop buying. And so I even had to create a bunch of rules for myself. And do you want to hear my collecting rules?
Yes. Really need your collecting rules.
Okay. So I wish I had them in front of me. Like, I wrote them all out one day on my blog. But the first thing is, don't collect the world. You know, choose two or three or maybe five things that you want to collect and just make those collections really good. But you can't collect everything, because then you become, you know, it becomes a hoarding problem. The second is, make sure that you're not just collecting, like, say if it's, you know, blue pottery plates, you're not just collecting any of them. You're collecting the ones that are rare and interesting, because otherwise you're just hoarding them from everybody else, but you're not really making the collection special, and it kind of dumbs everything down. So you want each one to be unique, like you bought it for an exact reason, not just because it technically fits into the collection.
All
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And then make sure to display your collection together, because especially if it's tchotchkes, if you spread them out throughout your whole house, it will just look like tchotchkes, whereas if you display them together, say in like a curio cabinet or, you know, on a particular shelf, then it becomes a special collection and not just something that is like spread out and just kind of like taking up space, and people won't get it as much, you know, so display them together.
So
those are my three rules for me.
Those are
really good, and I like the not spreading it out all over your house, because it kind of ages your house and makes it seem like older,
mm-hmm.
too.
Everybody is afraid of collections. I mean, we're not, but a lot of people are, because what they remember is you know, their grandma's house when they were little, where there was just, you know, like little porcelain figurines everywhere. So you just have to be kind of careful with your collections, but nothing's wrong with being a collector. I mean, I think that it's one of the most fun things in the world to do is to, you know, have something you love and try and find the best of those. But you just have to be kind of careful.
Totally. Now, do you actually have a fence built around your zoo or any kind of moat?
It's honestly a little out of control. I have this big like One Kings Lane sale coming up, and brass animals are kind of like iconic to me. People know how much I love them, so I'm going to sell a bunch of them, and I'm feeling really good about it right now. I don't know if like the day of the sale I'll start panicking, but I'm going to keep like my favorite four or five, and then, you know, relinquish the rest of them to the world.
Wow.
Oh, they're going back into the wild. That's so nice.
I'm freeing them.
You have a great catch and release program.
I love that. Like, you've raised them, and, you know, they're old enough to, like, you know, be out on their own.
Look for Emily Henderson's new show on Animal Planet.
Yeah, totally.
It's the catch and release of brass figurines.
That's fantastic.
I do have a real question for you, which is, I've seen some of your work, of course, on Secrets from a Stylist and in HGTV magazine and on Animal Planet. And you have, of course, such an eclectic style. Is there a time period of design, of history, or anything like that that sort of informs where you start from?
Well, not one particular time. You know, for the show, I did a style diagnostic, and which is a series of questions that I ask the client or the homeowner to try and figure out what their style is. And one of the questions I do ask the most often, even if it's off camera, is what decade would you live in if you could live in any decade? And not just, you know, what was happened socially, but, you know, everything, like what it looked like, what the general energy was, whether it was, and every decade in general, especially in the 20th century, is very different. And so that does give me a good jumping off point, because a lot of people, you know, they might say 50s, 60s because they're in mid-century. They might say 70s Palm Springs. Like, that's one that I'm a huge fan of. And it's, you know, sometimes I have to show them pictures, but it is very helpful to hone in on what type of vintage style they like. And some of them say none. Some of them, like, don't want anything vintage. And then we do contemporary. But that is a question that I ask a lot. And it's funny because I was a history major. I got my degree in history. And I always laughed about it in my 20s. I was like, oh, what am I using that degree for? You know, clearly nothing. Like, I'm playing with flowers all day. But then I realized that it actually has been informing a lot of, like, my design work. So, which is pretty funny.
That's super cool. Now, then you don't really have to dig too deep if someone says their favorite century, decades, 1320.
Yes, I don't think anybody's ever been that obscure. There are some that say, you know, they want, you know, like the Marie Antoinette look. They want, you know, something French in the 1800s, and that's super exciting. When people can go that far back, that's extremely fun for me, because I do get a little sick of doing the same decades over and over, because, like, mid-century is so big right now still that we had to, on the show, kind of start thinking about that with casting, because we didn't want every single week to look the same, obviously. And so that style was coming up way more than any other style, so we kind of had to monitor that a little bit.
Well, I think that kind of qualifies Mark for your show if he wants to have
1320s. Oh, yeah. I was using myself as an example there.
That would be kind of really challenging. I would not want to see his style diagnostic at all.
Yeah, I don't think...
It would be so fun. They're really fun. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, maybe patterns of fabric or what you're wearing. Like, I love analyzing people's wardrobe and turning that into the style of their space. But and then there's one of my other favorite questions is, if you had to live in a movie, what movie would you live in? And it's hard to come up with that, like, right off the bat, but
I know I would
give them, like, a day in advance on that. But it is very telling.
My movie is Mary Poppins. That's where
I would live. Oh, that would be very fun.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your movie?
Mine is a combination of The Royal Tenenbaums, because it's just so quirky and weird and interesting. And I do love Marie Antoinette. I do love, like, over-the-top, girly, princessy, glamorous, luxurious stuff. But then I also love, do you remember that movie that came out a few years ago? I think it was called A Simple Man. It was set in the 60s, and it was just the wallpaper matched the rug, matched the drapery, and it was so over the top that it was just very, very exciting to be in. So, but my style changes kind of a lot because I shop so much, and I have, you know, a bit of style ADD. So that answer could definitely change in 6 months. That's for sure.
So when you're shopping for stuff, and you know, you mentioned your animal collection and different things that you have, do you actually shop for stuff, have it for a while, and then use it either on the HGTV show or in
yes.
your clients' homes?
Yes, we call it fostering. So I'll be at the flea market and I'll find an amazing chair. I don't know who I'm going to use it for, but I know I can't, excuse me, I can't not buy it. So what happens is it will either come home with me for a couple months or maybe even go to an assistant's house for a couple months. And then when we find the right home for it, then we adopt it out. And
you're kind of like...
then it goes home with, you know, the homeowner on the show or an outside client. I mean, that doesn't happen with everything, but my house is a rotating, like, showroom, basically. My husband is so sick of seeing things come in and then seeing them go. So now he's definitely put the kibosh on certain things. He's like, we get to keep this, please. I'm like, all right, if you love it that much, it will never leave. But it's constantly rotating, but it's fun.
Does he like, it's like his favorite chair or something like that he sits
exactly.
in? Okay.
There are just, and when he cares enough to say something like, please don't give that away, then I don't, because, I mean, he's begging for us to keep this lamp. Like, clearly it's important to him to have this lamp, you know. But in general, he doesn't care. He's like, oh, that's fine, you know. But when he cares, he really cares.
Well, that is really fun, and like, I bet that his style is probably a little bit different than your style too. So, blending those together.
Yeah, but he's kind of like, it's not a battle he wants to fight. You know what I mean? Like, so he puts his foot down every now and again, but he's a smart enough guy that he's like, whatever, she's gonna do whatever she wants to do anyway, and so it's not. He stopped caring, I think, years ago.
Did he actually build a room? Did he actually build a room in the back of your house and then move and you didn't know?
Seriously. No, it's funny because we're in this new house and I'm decorating each room, like room by room for my blog. Like, I'm giving it a big makeover. And I want to go over the top. Like, I'm feeling very glamorous these days. I really want to go over the top. And so I was looking around our house yesterday, and every single room has so much girl in it, it's getting a little out of control. And he hasn't said anything yet, but even I was like, I need to pull this back a little bit, because this poor guy is living amongst, like, crystals and velvet in every single room. And so we might need to adjust it a little bit for him, but he's not saying anything. It's hilarious.
So, like, when you travel for your show and you're filming, do you ever fear that you're going
to
come home
and dismantle the living room?
And it's just going to be, like, he's just going to have leather on the walls and, like, you know, just, like, wagon wheels and antlers and stuff?
No. He is... I mean, he knows that would be... he does like my style, even though it is particularly girly right now. In general, he likes how quirky the house is and how interesting it is and how much crazy art we have. Like, he can't deny that our house is really cool. So, in general, he goes with it. Sometimes I push him a little bit too far in the girly direction, but he's a smart guy. Like, he's not going to, that's not the battle, you know, that he's going to fight. So
sweet.
I don't have to worry about that yet. I mean, wait until we have like a son and I overdo it in, you know, something super girly. He might put his foot down then, but.
Yes. You don't want to girl up your husband's son. That's kind of like, you know, a barrier right there. But I do want to say, you know, looking at the HGTV magazine and looking at the spread, and you know, they've pulled out like everything in your room that's in the room, except for one thing I want to know about is your slippers. There's these super
so
cute.
They're Land's End, and they were like $29.
They're super cute.
Thank you. I love them. They're
well, that
pink
that begs
super fun.
That begs the second question: flats or heels?
I wish I could say flats, but I really do. But heels make us taller and make our butt look better.
Oh, they do. They make you long and lean, uh-huh. And that's what you boys like.
I mean, I'll wear flats, but I'm not psyched about it.
Begrudgingly wear them. I get it. Yeah, to go on the subway in New York City or whatever.
Her slippers
yeah,
are flats.
It's funny because right now I'm wearing flats because I'm in New York, but normally in LA you drive everywhere. I mean, I haven't walked in years in LA, so you can wear heels almost every day, which is so girly, but it really makes you feel better and taller and prettier. So
I love
that's
it.
What I do.
Well, I have one more very important question for you that I read on your website. And that it's you're a big fan of the Dos Equis World's Most Interesting Man advertisement.
Oh, no.
That is so funny that you saw that. Every single time I see a commercial or a billboard, it's so good. they make him seem like I want to be him, you know? And it's kind of a cheap beer that's not particularly good or interesting. So I just think as far as an ad campaign, yeah, I'm on board. I love it.
Do you have
my husband, Mark, is obsessed with that as well.
Do you have a favorite line that comes to mind? Or are you laughing too hard and you can't remember any of them?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I remember any of them. What did I say? I did quote one, though, on the blog. I just forget which one it was.
I do, too.
Yeah, but
anyway,
he's awesome.
He is great. You know, his charisma can be seen from space.
Uh-huh.
He was late once to see how it felt. We're late, though.
We do. We have to go to break. So you have to go to stylebyemilyhenderson.com and check out our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emily. And we've got to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
But I am so overexcited. Another day. Ba 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 da doo ba 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 da doo ba 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 da doo ba.